Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes.com. Loans at Ace are backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money borrowed within 72 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loans should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express. Earning your trust since 1968.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT or visit directgeneral.com today.
Direct General Group, Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
All right, you got a chance to win $1,000 right now. Pick up your phone and text the word DIVE, D-I-V-E. Text DIVE to the number 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000. Again, your 1 o'clock keyword is DIVE. Text DIVE, D-I-V-E, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. Got another chance coming up at 2 o'clock, but right now text DIVE, D-I-V-E, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the This is Sports Station 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Side of the bed, cooler than the other side of the pillow, yeah. Act a fool, cause there's nothing to prove, because the proof is in the pudding, do tell. Yeah. You hell, two worlds, collide, make girl, yeah. Make why, create a family all by choice. And when you're mad at me, I lower my voice, grab my keys, iceberg slim, put you on freeze, walk off like a pimp, grab my trees, put the drove.
All right, we're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We had to roll out the red carpet, as you know, that's why it took us a little bit longer to get here, because we got a VIP in the building, and you always roll out the red carpet for the VIP. His name is Norton Hurd IV. He's Team Thad coach and program director, and they're fresh off a 14-game winning streak. Hottest team in town when it comes to the grassroots, as you know, John Martin. Running things, and a man who, here's what I love having Coach Hurd on. A man who not only has the stories, has seen the stories, has the prospects, has helped put the prospects in Division I schools, right? Still so plugged in, always plugged in. And that's why we love doing this segment and having him on. Coach Hurd, how you doing today?
Doing good, man. Everybody in Memphis got to be doing good today, right?
That's right.
Can you feel this when you're out driving in the streets, the euphoria that it feels like this city's in right now for its basketball teams? Because it's not just Tigers. Grizzlies doing good. They got the number 2 pick. But right now, with what's going on with Memphis recruiting, can you feel it when you're out in the streets?
Man, I'm not trying to be a prisoner of the moment, but, man, it's just so exciting. It makes you feel like it's real hope. I mean, I just seen a garbage truck around the corner, and dude was jumping off fast to get in the trash. I mean, everybody has hope. I mean,
The garbage man. Got a little pep in his step today.
Hey, he got a little pep in his step today.
Man, go get it.
I mean, I think the ice cream machine is working on 3rd Street today. I mean, it's just a great day in the city.
It is.
A great day. And
I don't think the ice cream machine's working.
They ain't probably not working on 3rd, but that's next.
You know what I love about you? I love that you can separate sort of the program director that you are, the coach, right? You got prospects. You're trying to get them all to the best place.
Yes, sir.
Some of those we've seen for Tyler Harris, for Damian Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Nice fit, right? but that you also don't mind showing and being and sort of the separate, the Tigers fan that you grew up being. You don't mind letting folks know that. I appreciate that about you because when you get up in the world that you're in now, I guess some folks got to be, you know, I appreciate that you show that side because you just like all Memphians that grew up with that program.
Just excited. And you know what? I don't even know if I'm a Memphis Tiger, and that might keep – I just love when positive stuff happens in this city.
Well, we can get down with that.
Yeah, I just love – I mean, I love the Tigers, you know, back when they were doing good. And, of course, you know, I got kids at so many schools. I cheer for them all. But just to have – you know, we all – everybody love the Tigers for different reasons. Mm-hmm. Me, from the culture I come from, the background I come from, you know, the whole – resources I come from, I know on the part of town I come from, stuff like this is exciting because it gives us hope. It gives us positivity because I come from a place in this city where it's not a lot of hope, the community I grew up in, not a lot of research and economic and stuff from that nature. But the Tigers, is, and I think that's why the Tigers are important because they bring from the richest people in Collierville.
No matter what your situation is.
And I, you know, honestly, I'm a grown man, but Precious Committee just really makes you think that you got more to give to life. I don't know if you're just foolish today or whatever, but it really makes you think that, you know, everybody can accomplish something. And I think that's what basketball do in this city.
Man, I sure feel confident. I feel like this could be our best show ever, don't you, John? Like, just like you said, you check that. You're living on that euphoria, and you just
apply it to
what you
do. It's like that garbage man on that truck, man. Just, you know, I'm feeling myself today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think the garbage man was going faster because of Penny, or you think he's just ready to get off?
It's the middle of the day. He got a long day, man.
I'll tell you.
I mean, he was jumping off that truck so high. I mean, you're not Precious, sir. Calm down. Mm-hmm. I hope your insurance is working. Yeah. He was jumping off and getting them.
Was it J&J waste?
I'm not.
Because that would have sounded like an omen. You know what I'm saying?
what was he doing? He was throwing the bags in the truck? What was he doing?
You know, it was J&J out there.
Oh, it is. I don't know who it was, like I say, because
I got J&J.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. J&J waste?
Yeah, you don't. You think I'm joking? Like that's real. That is actually real.
They serve the city of Memphis.
Just like we do.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Okay. You didn't know. You're looking at me like I'm lying. I have no idea.
I don't pay attention to what's on the side of the garbage truck.
Well, when you're outside the city limits, you've got to know these things because you got to pay to get.
Oh, right. You live in the burbs. See.
Okay. Yeah.
He got a little bit of money and moved out to the suburbs.
I suspect, too, you're not just excited about what's going on in the city of Memphis and how euphoric it's feeling, but I suspect, too, with the run that you guys have had, we like to check in with what Team Thad doing. The last time I checked, y'all still ain't losing. How about the Memphis in May invitation? We haven't talked to you since then. Looked like the event was good to you all.
Yeah, it was good, man. We had teams come from 10 different states.
We were there. We saw.
And I appreciate everyone who believed in our city and state. I appreciate all the local people who came out. Team Thad won it at 16, 17s, and I don't know if 15s, I apologize if it's lost in the championship or what, but I just know it was a good showing for all the program. And we didn't even really bring bigs this weekend, but I think people see why Matthew Rawls and the way we coach and our style of play, you know, is suitable for college. And it was a good situation, man. And I want to say this, man, in 17s, and it's not to be arrogant or anything, I think it's pretty much understood that, you know, this year, you know, everybody had their runs this year, Team Thad 17s. It's pretty much the best in the state,
no
region,
question.
And one of the best in the country with having a better 2020 prospects. Now, 2021, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a dogfight because Hoop City got a really, really good 16s. We got really good 16s. And Bluff City got a really, really good 16. And they haven't been like that in a while.
Yeah.
And so to see the 16U, man, that's going to be awesome for the future.
I felt like – did y'all get a little taste of each other playing? Because we don't ever see that. It's sort of the three big programs around town, at least. We've got more. But it seemed like everybody got a chance, too, that's the one time we kind of get to see all y'all. And it felt like y'all got a – because y'all got a taste of Bluff City, I want to say. Y'all 16s played Hoop City, I want to say.
Yeah, well, it was
– one event where everybody, despite whatever the shoot contract is, you see each other.
Yeah, it was, like, say, Bluff City Go. They had another team on the road. Yeah.
Now, is that team better than the one they got on the EYBL?
And some people say
I watched it. It looked better.
Yeah, some people say that they might have better guard. Like I say, that's not for me to judge. I haven't saw both teams a lot just going by what the city. But as the city continue to grow, we all, you know, want to get to the point when the fans and adults and everybody is under control that we do see some things like that. And just take it from
it's
there.
It's just good for the city, just like we're talking about today.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a good thing that you all are doing for the city. Matthew Morrell, who plays for you, and right now you can sort of feel it, you know, is blowing up with you guys, with Team Thad, obviously, and you can sense that his recruitment, which already is hot, and we've talked about it, you've got Tennessee coming in here with all of its assistants. It feels like, you know, every chance they get, you've got Vandy, you got Memphis, you got, you know, everybody wants Matthew Morrell. How's he doing in terms of just focusing on the basketball right now? Because, again, you guys are in the heat of your season. Mm-hmm. How good is he at separating the two and sort of staying focused?
Looks like he's staying.
Does he sense anything? Like he's thinking all this? Like it's weighing on him? Or he's
just, no, I don't think it's weighing on him. I think he's enjoying the process. Like I tell you, when I'm on here, he has a good family. And I think Miss Robinson, Gladys Robinson, and Carl Morrell keeps him grounded. Yeah. Good student. Academic staying high, still work out on a high level. Haven't been on, you know, I've been coaching him. He haven't changed. Still want to work hard. Still take coaching. I just think he's enjoying it. And I think that's how you're supposed to handle it. Because honestly, when you get it to me, a lot of offers, to me, you start working harder because it is as much pressure, but it ain't as much pressure as a guy who don't have any. So at the end of the day, if Matthew Morrell want to play big time D1, he can. At this point, he just need to be ready when he get there.
Do most guys do that, though, or are those the ones you want? Most guys, when the offers start coming in, they start working harder, or do most guys, when they start coming in, okay, I'm set now, I can take my foot off the gas?
You get both. I would say in my program, because of the culture we have, you work harder. See, a lot of our kids in our program, God has blessed us, they have been underdogs.
Right.
So they, you know, they don't fully blow up to the land, some of this and that, and so now they know what it takes, and they hungry. And sometimes I actually stay away from kids, and people might think this is an excuse. I stay away from kids sometimes that's ranked too high as too early, because sometimes, you know, no disrespect, kind of think they knowing all this, that.
No, that they stop working
don't
hard.
Don't want to, you know, work in this. And I want a kid to want to work every day, because when you walk in my gym, I'm a little different. I tell people that when I'm recruiting them, they're so cool. Listen, I'm cool. I'm going to challenge you every day. Mm-hmm. Every day you walk in the gym, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to maximize you. That's why I'm here. I'm not here to be your friend.
Right.
I'm not just that. We're going to maximize every day. And to me, them the type of kids you want. But some guys who, too, in a comfort level, you know, not ready for that. And he's ready, Matthew. He's ready.
I want to throw a hypothetical at you, completely hypothetical.
Okay.
But we've seen Tennessee, as I said, with not just Barnes, but him bringing the whole staff in here. We've, you know, Faraji Phillips over at Whitehaven, who coaches Matthew, has said it's going to be tough to get him out of Memphis. I think you've echoed something similar. We know his father has said it, too. And you see Rick Barnes doesn't care. He's coming in here with his entire staff. When it comes to Vanderbilt, which has got Jerry Stackhouse, and right now has a position open on its coaching staff, an assistant coaching position, what's to keep a Stackhouse from coming in here and offering an assistant job to someone like a Faraji Phillips, who could then, I'm sure, much of the attraction of getting a Faraji would be, okay, help me get Matthew Morrell out of Memphis now to Vandy. If something like that, could something like that go down? I pointed to you this way. How competitive would it be at that point? I mean, you're talking about Barnes coming. You're talking about a war, right? And we know how high priority he is for Memphis.
Yeah, I just would say, man, just by what I know, no matter who gets what, and I hope everybody, you know, gets what they deserve in life, and I'm cheering for everybody. I just think with Matthew is a little different. He's going to do what's best for him and his career. And he's going to go where he fits the most. And I don't know anybody going anywhere would be an advantage or disadvantage. Like I said, I can't fully speak on that. But
that'd be a heck of a – I presented this hypothetical, but if Stackhouse pulled that move, you talking about getting competitive around here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it get crazy.
Despite the wall that we all – you know, Penny had built – that he's building and has built. These folks ain't scared.
No.
These other college coaches –
No, they still ain't. I guess he going on their territory. They coming back on his. But it'll be interesting. The Matthew thing will be interesting. You know, I got another month or so to coach him, and we just see how this fall will be. But it seems like it's going to be very interesting. And I'm just proud of his progress, and happy to see it.
How high will he end up real fast to put a bow on him? How can he get to top 25? Can he get to McDonald's level?
I think he got a chance to be borderline there. Scouting series I didn't talk to say he going to make a big jump. He has got invited to NBA Top 100, which will be the most competitive this year because coaches can come. And if he go dominate that, Mm-hmm. Like, I know he can. The sky be the limit.
Yeah.
How many of these guys in this Memphis recruiting class that they've landed have you come across and played against?
Well, Precious was another
guy. I figure there's a ton of them.
I want to say this, and I don't want to switch y'all subject. I want to say this for all parents out there right now. When it comes to making the decision to play AAU ball, because I think we get off the subject a little bit, somebody told me the other day, an adult or something was having a fuss, and I'm sorry, I just need 2 minutes to explain this, because this is important for parents. Somebody came and said, well, come play EYBL because it's the number one circuit. And I told that parent, I don't know if that's true or not. They do have a lot of good years, but that's not what I'm fussing. I'm fussing with go play with a program that got the best chance of getting your kid in school. See, that's two different subjects. People ask me that. Yeah, EYBL might be number one, but if a program not – like my 17s, we got better offers than any other 17s in the state right now. So it don't matter what league you on. Under Armour, let me tell you who all came from Under Armour that's on this year. Tyler Harris, Damian Ball, Lester, Precious, and even Ray John Tucker.
Under Armour.
I played against him with Vic. So that's why I tell people, these are the same guys that we need to help win the championship.
Well, you just talking about you beat two five-stars and made them, you know.
Yeah, but it's just so crazy because people around here, and I just want to tell all parents, because I know the goal is to get your kid in school. It don't matter what circuit. It don't matter if they play on a non-circuit. You need to go somewhere that your kid got the best chance of, because who got the number one circuit? That has nothing to do with you. You don't work for Nike, Under Armour, and Adidas. Mm-hmm. You representing your child. Mm-hmm. And as long as every college coach in America keeps showing up to game, I wouldn't care where I coached it. I coach in the park. As long as the kids got a chance to get in school. And like you just said, the same, you know, people who talk about certain brands, now we cheering the Tigers on. And to me, that's the kind of, what's the word, contradicting a little bit. Like these same, half of the roster, almost is Under Armour kids.
It's Under Armour.
Jeremiah Martin, Tyler Harris, you know what I'm saying? And then I'll even say one more thing. We act like, where the advantage, they all end up at the same spot. It ain't like you can say, like, oh, well, they get to college and something. No, Jeremiah Martin was the leading scorer. I think it's fair to say Tyler Harris was the most productive freshman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that is a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So my thing, I just don't want parents to get tricked. It's not a team dad problem. It ain't like I'm crying up a hill. We going to get good kids regardless because, you know, we're team dad. Yeah. But I just think with anything, like you say, the ice cream machine don't work on third, but it work on Germantown Parkway at the McDonald's. It depends on
what time you go. Pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, the management of the place and stuff like that. And I just say that because I don't want any parent, because I love the kids in Memphis. I'm not saying I want people to play for me, but I didn't see people make a decision
based on the circuit itself.
Yeah, or just something crazy. Who gave you the most shoes? That stuff don't matter. This is a real life of your kid. And we're trying to get all the kids to college.
We're talking, of course, to Norton Hurd IV, Team Thad program director and coach. How many of these guys, it sounds like a ton of them, have you gone against? What's Precious like to coach against? What's he bring to the table?
Precious, big, athletic, fast, can dribble, can shoot. Precious is a mismatch nightmare. He's a mismatch nightmare all day. Lester, lights out shooter. Ray John.
Tucker.
He has been one of the most athletic guards since when we was going against him in 2015.
When you had Vic?
Yeah, now Vic he has developed, and he was a top 100 kid, but he has always picked mid-major schools over high majors. Memphis not a mid-major. He picked Florida Gulf Coast coming out of college, and he had, like, SEC and ACC offers. And I don't remember when he switched. He was a top 100. He was at top 100 because I remember all that had to take some of my kid. To me, I think he arguably got a chance of being the most productive player on the team.
Oh, I think so, too. I think there's a good chance he's the leading scorer if he's not in the NBA.
He might stay in the draft, or he might, you know, get
him. Even if he doesn't get drafted, if he gets a two-way.
Yeah.
Oh, so we don't have him for sure?
No, I mean, another for
because
sure.
Because of the NBA thing. We don't know their financial situation, but there's an option. If he gets a couple hundred thousand as a two-way guy, he might have to take that. I don't know how they are.
It's basically like he's going to commit to Memphis twice. I'm really not sure why he committed.
What? You tell me. Like, we don't know their financial situation, but if you come back to this team we had Gavoni on yesterday. Yes, he's not in a mock draft right now, but Gavoni was raving about his athleticism just like you were. Yeah. So if he goes in and impresses a workout, there's a real opportunity there. Maybe somebody wants to give him a two-way. And so what he represents in terms of coming back, I have to think he'd be there right there, the leading scorer type, if you do get him back.
Yeah, because he had the most experience.
Yep.
Would you tell him to come? You would tell him to come back, right, on a team that's going to have this and have all eyes on it, and you're a fringe guy right now, maybe be a first rounder with what you know about him and his game?
I mean, I'm shocked now. Like, it didn't took halfway of my excitement away. I thought he was a lot. I didn't.
Because you know how important he would be to this class.
Yeah, because we need a senior and stuff like that. I didn't realize now, people saying Penny going too far picking people up. But if he's not 100% in, we definitely do need everybody else at this point. No. If you're a Tiger staff.
No, it's true. And I, you know, again, I can make a case easily for him that it benefits him far more to just come back, play the year, get alongside Wiseman, maybe be the leading scorer on this team, and then see where you're at. But again, like Jason said, we don't know his financial situation. If a team is telling you we'll give you a two-way deal, that can be up to $200,000. And you'll just convince yourself you'll get called up. And you probably will. Like, you probably will get called up eventually because of injuries in the end of the season. Like, you'll get a contract, you know, from an NBA team at some point. So, you know, that's just, you know, I don't know what his financial situation is, but I would imagine $200,000 is hard to turn down if you get that offer.
Yeah, that's true. Like I said, I have a lot of teams and a lot of kids, but, man, I thought he was on this year's team, exceptionally, because I know it would be exciting. I think with him here and the eight that I'm hearing is – that has come, and I think this is the best recruiting class ever. I mean, I got to put it.
Ever?
Yeah, I got to put this like a tad over Cal.
Wow.
If he's still in it.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, that you're not talking about this year. You think this is the best recruiting class ever in the history of college basketball?
No, Memphis basketball.
Oh, Memphis, okay. Yeah,
hold on, slow your roll.
Yeah,
now.
I was about to say, like, I thought you were saying best ever.
No, in Memphis history.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean.
In Memphis history, I think it's the – I think it is.
They've never had two lottery picks in the same class. They've never had two one and dones in the same class. I mean, it is the best class.
I mean, but some of that you saying I hope I'm not taking the excitement away. You can't really mention that stuff until after the season.
Well, I'm saying though, like they're projected. If you want to use projected, James Wiseman's not going. He's not falling out of the top three.
He's not falling out the top 10. Who else?
Wow. Top, you're not even giving me top three?
No, I think he could be the number one pick. But what I'm telling you is when they made this one and done rule, it's a lot of guys like Harrison Twin and people that was projected lottery. Mm-hmm. And then because now you're finna play against grown men. James Wiseman is easily a lottery pick. He could be the number one pick. But colleges have it. I mean, he's a no-brainer. But I'm just saying – but, like, I want to keep the story about how great the day is.
I mean, you're saying James Wiseman's going to be a second rounder.
No.
You in here saying he might go undrafted.
I ain't say that. I just think, and maybe I get in trouble for saying this, I just think James Wiseman is the only for show one-and-done top 10 prospect that's on the team.
I think that's fair. I think who knows? You're projecting with Precious. But
I just wonder if we can all fundamentally agree that in a draft that we think is – and all experts have said is relatively thin.
Yeah.
As highly as we're talking about Rajon Tucker, I think there's a reason why he has committed.
Yes.
Right? There's a reason why you put that out. That even if your agent's telling you, we know the agent wants to make the money now. We realize that the likelihood. I'll see if we can.
Of course.
The likelihood is that he is with this team.
And yes.
I can tell by the look in your eye how important you think he would be to this squad, because it's all again super talent, but it's all inexperienced. Other than the guy, the sophomores that are coming back, I guess Isaiah Maurice would count in that group in terms of a guy. But what he brings just feels like that whole thing you're worried about with a void, Jeremiah leaving 19.7, all that experience. Rajon brings that, and if not more, it feels like.
He is Jeremiah Martin of this year's team.
That's what I've been saying.
But I just got to give it to him. Like I say, it's no bias. You know me and Penny competed forever. Man, this is great, man. I hope we can just I'm ready to see it. I'm talking about not even waiting. I mean, I think Oregon the first game, or maybe I might be wrong. They go somewhere overseas in August. Like, I'm just ready to see, like, the pieces. I know people are kind of concerned about the depth, and that could always be an issue, but I just think some of these, I mean, I know how good DJ Jeffers is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know how well Lester shoot. I know how good Precious. I know, and then, you know, and there's no bias in the world to see, because this is the question mark that the world has. People hit me up every day, what you gonna do, what you gonna do? We're the best pure point guard still on the team is Damian Ball. Mm. And to me, he gets more important, more talent you bring in, because he the one who keep everything even and under control, like, because we have a lot of shooters and scorers now. Mm. And at some point, no matter how much you want to keep them all on the court together, you got to have somebody to keep everybody happy.
You mentioned depth as possibly being – where would they not be deep? Like, at what position? It feels like that is one of their strengths.
You mean, like, too deep?
No, they might be too. No, I'm talking about depth. Like, oh, people said they might be too deep.
Okay, that's why I want to make sure I was clearing up.
Too many cooks in the kitchen type of thing.
That kind of depth problem.
Yeah, certain people are saying that.
I misunderstood.
No, I mean, I was going to ask you that.
Like, they're 2-3 deep at every position.
You know, because this is probably something that, you know, when you want talent. You'd rather have too much talent than not enough talent. But what are going to be the challenges for Penny as it relates to managing it and keeping people happy and, you know, again, sort of harnessing expectations? What are going to be the challenges for him?
I mean, that's always a challenge for any coach. You know, at the end of the day, he's still in coaching years, young and inexperienced so much at the college level. But you're talking about a man who been had basketball knowledge his whole life.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
So from that standpoint, I think that boosts him up to experience. But – you know, I know a lot of veteran college coaches, and when you have a big staff, sometimes you can overpromise stuff far as, because in your head you might think, okay, you know, this is how most people write it down. You times 40 times the five positions, which is 200 if I'm not mistaken, and you divide this, but it don't always go like that. It sounds good on paper, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if you talk to, like, Bruce Pearl and certain people at Auburn, last year they made a run. Austin Wilde and the other kid couldn't play. This year people got hurt. It benefited them while people being hurt and out, because you add them, now you didn't promise another 30 minutes, another 20 minutes deserving, or people who don't get what they're supposed to get can be unhappy. But I think if you're a Penny in a class he didn't put together, it's one of them things not to be insensitive. It's like, we'll figure it out, man. But I'm finna go get these pieces. And, and you talking about me, I have a personal relationship with kids on the team who, okay, you got to work your butt off a little now.
Is
you know
how those talks go? I was curious about that. Is that how those talks with those players, personal relationship?
It go different ways. Some people leave, some people this, some people that. From my standpoint, the people I got a personal relationship with, I'm like, you know, it's time to work, and they don't mind working. You know what I mean? I know for a fact, like, I don't care who you bring in here, Lester, whoever, they have a 3-point contest. Tyler Harris is going to be right there. Boogie Ellis, I don't care who you bring in.
Yeah.
He can shoot with the best of them. And far as a pure point guard, a dog, whoever competing with Damon Ball, I don't care if RJ come here. You better be ready to fight at practice. You better be ready, because he picking you up full court. He don't see no number. He don't see no rank. And he's a dog. And
RJ's not coming.
Okay, I'm just using an example. He gets case he wanted to think about whoever.
About Boogie, is he gonna do that? Boogie. I see your face. I know.
Yeah but this is good though.
He wouldn't even address Boogie. Did you see that? He would have, but he's not a. Yeah.
Well, what I tried to do, because Boogie is part of the Memphis family, I tried to bring somebody higher to let you know.
I understand.
If he would do it to him.
So there was no need to go there. That was a mistake on my part. Yeah, because you'd already set.
Some have said that Boogie Ellis could be a one and done player.
Oh, Gavoni.
Gavoni said that. You know Johnny Gavoni, Draft Express? You don't respect his opinion?
Let me tell you this, and y'all know I'm the humblest guy to come on this radio. I think I'm one of the top evaluators in the world. I done took so many kids like Joe and this and that people said wasn't even D1. Most of my whole program was considered not D1 player. Not only did they go D1, they started and got a shot at the lead. So, I mean, no disrespect, he probably good at his craft. I'm good at my craft, too. And like I said, I appreciate everybody's stuff. And he might be – listen, it's like 7-8 people – not my bad, I'm going too far now. It's like 5 people on this team that could be a one and done. Wives the only one I see that's a lot. Like, it's certain people –
Precious a lot.
Huh?
Precious a lot, because he's a 10
one
in
and
the
done lottery pick.
He's a 10 in the my draft and 20.
Listen, I want that Precious feels- to be – I want Wiseman to be two, Wiseman to be one, Press to be two. But let me tell y'all this. Look at the mock draft this time last year and look what the draft
said.
Oh,
I know what happened.
That switches up. Bassett that was at Western Kentucky was top 5 when the year started.
I mean, it's a good point. You make a good point.
Yeah. You got to understand, Damian Ball could be the next John Morant. So everybody
got. Right, he had John Morant going number 2.
Yeah, you know? Everybody got what this and that. I think Boogie Ellis and Damian Ball. Actually, I'm going to say this.
You're about to say they're two different positions, aren't
you? Yeah, I think they play because the city and everybody's looking at it. And look, it is what it is. That's why I come on here now. You know what I mean? Speak in front of these audience now. I'm going to keep it 100% with you. The people I have talked to on the West Coast, the people who I, as much as Boogie I have seen, I think Boogie will potentially become more of a threat to Lester, Tyler, and people like that, because
He is a big time shooter.
Yep.
And he likes to score.
Yep.
From my standpoint, and that's why I think you gotta have a ball in there to keep Wiseman. And I'm not politicking for Ball. Ball go show it on. He got out the mud. But what I'm saying is, some people, and listen, you gotta ask Penny these questions. I'm just talking from this. This is Norton here at the fourth opinion. I haven't seen Boogie a lot. But I have heard people say he's more combo-ish.
We just had Ben Cardio and said he is a two.
They think the path to the NBA is by being a point guard.
Yeah, I think Damian Ball is a point guard. I think outside of him and A-Lo, there's no other pure true point guards on the team.
Agreed. I agree with you.
Guys that look to playmake first.
Yeah. So,
are you willing to predict a national championship for the Tigers?
I'm willing to say I'm 100% in on Sweet 16.
Okay.
I'm 85%. Hold on. I'm 70% in on Elite Eight.
Now we just lost 25% there.
Still on Elite Eight. 70.
I said Elite Eight. I'm going 70.
Okay.
And time is tough.
And I'm gonna stop until like December, and then I'll come back on and tell you what I predict.
You'll update your percentages.
I update, but right now I'm strong on Sweet. Hold on. If we got Tucker.
Yep. We're assuming everybody's in the fold.
All right. I'm willing to go Elite Eight now. We got Tucker.
100% Elite Eight?
92.9 like this show. Pristine.
Wow.
Okay.
92.9%.
Mark that down.
We've got it.
I'm willing to go for Elite Eight.
That'd be good. That'd be a good year.
Now, without Tucker, these boys so good. Penny go coach them up. The staff go. Mike Miller, Matt Lock. I mean, everybody's doing a great job right now. Man, I can't. Now, and I'm the same person. If y'all come to me in December and say, "Here, that was an awful adjustment to staff." Like, yeah, that's true. But
it's your opinion. Yeah.
Yeah, it's my opinion. Right now, you got to give props. I mean, I make bad adjustments sometimes. I'm sure we all do. You know, let's not even talk about the rot thing. So we all make mistakes or whatever. So, but right now, you got to give props what props do. And I see a lot of the blue bloods coming and hating and saying slick stuff and why everybody maybe. Listen, don't be a bad sportsmanship.
Thank you.
Don't. And I'm cool with all them coaches. And like I said, me and Benny just got on a good level. But don't be them. They're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
They have done it. You know what I'm saying? Look, yes. Me and Kyle cool. But look here, Kyle. This same thing you did. So it ain't like nothing happening at Memphis because he doing it. Mm-hmm. You once did it here.
Mm-hmm.
Except this is a guy who loved Memphis. And he not looking to go nowhere else.
Right. That's the difference. That's what I was talking about with Gary with anticipation. Dangerous. That's the one difference. I know the experience on that 07-08.
Yeah.
You know, you felt like with Derrick Rose added to it, national champion, we can do more.
No doubt.
You want to have that. But the difference, you got a program legend coaching it. There's another, it's pride on both, but there's a different level of pride when it's one of your guys. That's the other thing about it. And then when it's Penny Hardaway doing it,
yep.
There's no question about it.
Got you. Like Andre Turner and Mitchell.
Uh-huh.
Little did a great job. Andre Turner, he is Walker home. He one of us.
He is, exactly.
So Dre not looking to get White Station or White Haven if it opens or.
There's pride with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's just a pride when you.
Oh, you think White Station might open?
No, I was using an example. That's a good hot school.
It is
that
a great
people
high
will
school.
Want to
it is the best high school.
For,
let's be honest.
Let me ask
in location,
something.
Not production.
It is the best high school.
You and Penny once fierce competitors. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm assuming y'all sipping wine down in his wine cellar together.
I wouldn't say all that, but we're.
Have you been inside the wine cellar?
No, I haven't. Where's the wine cellar?
It's in his house.
Oh no, I ain't been there. Okay. I ain't been. I usually either eat at home or this nice restaurant on Poplar. I really don't really
Tony's
eat
Trophy Room?
Yeah, I really don't eat too many other places or whatever.
Like, we know we can catch you there at all times.
I figured that thing going to be buzzing this fall, Tony's Trophy Room.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be. It should be some good.
You'll certainly be there.
It should be some good treats over there.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, man. Herd has one more thing.
Yeah, one more thing before I leave. Like I said, the thing about Memphis and everything, and I just think it's a great, great time for this city. Just to update you on team, thing, like I said, we're on a 14-game winning streak, and I just really want to give praise. I know we play a lot in this and that. I want to give praise to them kids. They're doing a hell of a job. The parents have been so supportive.
Yep.
The coaching staff, I mean, everybody has just been all in. It's our first year doing girls, team that girls 2023, and I know 23 and 24, I know Mark is kind of known as a – loud map different things, but he actually have done
man,
it.
I love BBB South.
Yeah. I'm just saying people perspective the wrong way. Good guy. He's
advocates
doing a great
kids.
He's doing a great job. Him, Shields, and Coach Collier doing a great job with them girls in the city. And I just think this city is getting to a place, I know it's going to still take a minute, where even more people can work on one page. And I just think basketball is so important in this city of bringing people together. And man, it's a proud time to be a Memphis City and a Memphis citizen, I believe. I think it's a proud time, especially if you're in the sports community.
Man, let's send some of those girls over to Melissa. Help the women's team, too.
Yeah, they're young, but let's do it.
Take that. Herd, always appreciate you coming through, bro.
Thank you, bro. Congrats on a great Memphis in May.
No problem.
All y'all did was run through it.
Go get some ice cream.
Yes, sir. And I think we might want to bump us up as one of the top 16s now because we won that championship.
Did you beat their 16s? Hoop City?
Yeah. We beat them in the championship. They are a great team, though.
Hoop City is a great team.
Yeah, great team.
You beat them?
Yeah. Like, we won. Yeah. Like, we had the highest points at the end of the game. Yeah,
at first, we were talking, okay.
Yeah, but it was Herd's event. Of course he was going to win the championship.
Most people around the event walk around with Hoop City shirts just collecting the money. So I don't know who event it is.
Oh, are you saying that you need to count the just making sure. Okay. Make sure everything's straight.
Ernie's running a great program. No,
make sure everything's straight on them books, man. I'm going to get on Ernie, all right?
Hey, 14-game winning streak. We're not playing this weekend. So if I come back next week, we'll still be on a 14-game winning streak.
Congratulations. There you go.
You're welcome anytime, brother.
Anytime. Go get some ice cream on third, man. They're waiting on you. All right, back in a minute. Jason John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Starting Monday at 2 p.m., it's Giannotto and Jeffrey. Mark Giannotto, lead columnist from the Commercial Appeal.
I like you enough that I'm willing to get a vote 2 hours a day.
And 92.9 FM, ESPN's Jeffrey Wright.
Monday through Fridays, 2 to 4. Keep that kind of clear.
Giannotto and Jeffrey starts Monday on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Okay, guys, it's time to step up. By now, you know it's hard to hit a golf ball or baseball with a big fat belly in the way, and when it comes to performance in the bedroom, it's time to lose it so you can use it. Time to visit Dr. Keith Amadeo at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com. Stop with all the excuses. Nothing is going to change until you get going. Go to ColliervilleWeightLoss.com and see how Dr. Keith Amadeo is batting 1,000. Call 901-221-8964 and tell him you want your free evaluation right now. No more whining about your bad back and knees, hauling all those extra pounds around. Collierville Weight Loss is the no pills, no excessive exercise, no weird supplements or food place. Speaking for all the ladies here, we're waiting for you to get it together. Put that dad body on the shelf. Your sex life will thank you. Dr. Keith Amadeo has your free evaluation waiting for you. Call 901-221-8964. Visit ColliervilleWeightLoss.com today.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Down here.
Hey, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store. Why are you hiding?
Cameras and microphones are everywhere, even in my house. What if I'm hacked? They're watching me.
Oh, with Xfinity XFi, you don't have to worry. It gives you enhanced security for your Wi-Fi network, so all your connected devices are protected, including mics and cameras.
Oh, that sounds great. Can you imagine if we were actually being recorded right now?
We are being recorded for this commercial. Oh, I trusted you.
If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Ask how to get download speeds up to 400 megabits per second, or even faster, up to a gig. Learn more or get started with Xfinity Internet for $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay, ends 6/30/19. Restrictions apply. New performance starter customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Hey, Mr. Landlord.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm writing the landlord a letter.
Why?
Because the house is unsafe.
Unsafe?
Ever since Allied Termite and Pest showed up, the family's been all up in arms. I mean, literally. All their arms are up in the air.
Oh, my.
And look at Grandma. She's twerking over there. And last I checked, termites don't twerk.
Look at her go.
Allied Termite and Pest. Trained to solve your problems and bring you peace of mind. 24-hour in-home response guaranteed. Call Allied today. 901-754-0454.
Finding a quality staff for a business owner is one of the toughest tasks on your day-to-day grind. But what if I told you I could give you a company that can help that task go away and help you focus on making your business as successful as it can be? A company that's locally owned and operated for over 30 years. A company that knows how to put the right people in the right places. That company, PSC Staffing. Over 30 years in Memphis, they have great customer service. They'll get back to you on the same day. They can custom tailor a staffing solution for all of your business's needs, whether it's life light industrial, clerical, nursing, professional placement, drivers, or construction. They do it all. My friend Chris Bramlett over at PSC Staffing can absolutely help you out. So give them a call today, 901-794-6144, or visit their website, pscstaffing.com. Hey, listen, I know these guys. I trust these guys. These guys can get the job done. My friend Chris Bramlett over at PSC Staffing, 794-6144, PSC Staffing, pscstaffing.com. Help your business grow today.
Hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
If you're like me, you take walking seriously. So you wear Go Walks from Skechers. They're the only walking shoes I know that have the 5 ables. What does that mean? You want walking shoes that are comfortable, breathable, washable, adorable, and affordable. That's the 5 ables, and Skechers Go Walks have it all. They've got air-cooled Goga Mat insoles for lasting comfort. They're made with washable, breathable materials. They're adorable, and they're wonderfully affordable. They're very able shoes. Get Skechers Go Walks at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
All right, guys, summer is almost here. It's not just about the ladies getting in shape. Guys want to look their best, too. It's time to get ready for the summer now. So if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because here's what they're going to do. They're going to target the trouble areas, the areas where it's hard to see a difference. That's exactly what they are going to target. It's a 45-minute to an hour procedure. You can even do it on your lunch hour. So keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Just give them a call, 350-4858, or visit them online at utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com.
Medical malpractice, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM. ESPN.
So Lewis is a loyal listener to the show, and he's had multiple conversations with the Live Love Memphis team over the last several months. He was going back and forth. Do I want to sell my house? Do I not want to sell my house? Well, he finally decided he wanted to get his house sold, and so he went with the Live Love Memphis team because they were the best option. They're the only option. They listed his house on a Monday, and the next day it was under contract for list price.
Get that thing sold. Get it with the right group, the Live Love Memphis group. We've been telling you about them for a while, ever since they sold my home, and they did it quickly. It was a home I thought I'd never be able to sell. They did it in 6 days, made real quick work of it, and got me everything I wanted. Full asking, literally, with the buyer paying closing. That's the kind of deal you're going to get when you're messing with Live Love. You're messing with the right folks. Again, if you've had a home that's been on the market this spring for a while, you're probably with the wrong group. Get with the right one. You can go do your homework, do your due diligence over livelovememphis.com. Check it out for yourself. Maybe you're ready to make your move. Maybe you've listened to us. You've heard John lay out the script. The script happens, and now you believe. So call the number, 901-685-6000. Again, 901-685-6000. Ask for Jennifer Carstensen. She's the captain of this hardworking team. And like I said, the main point of the job is just to get the home sold for you and to make you happy. If you'd like, they can put you in your dream home as well. The Live Love Memphis group. Visit them at livelovememphis.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. There's been so much to discuss today.
What a day. A lot to digest.
There has been so much news, obviously, with the commitment of Precious Achiuwa coming to Memphis. He will be entering the program that we have not had a chance to talk about a departure. We have to do it. I mean, we're not going to not talk about it. Bennett Doyle, effective Monday, will no longer be with us. This is not something, I'm just going to be transparent because honestly, you deserve that. The listeners deserve that.
100%. That's why we do it.
We did not ask for this. We were not asked about this. We were not consulted about it. It was a decision that the station made. And I don't know if you want to say what you're doing or if you want me to say what you're doing. I mean.
Oh, well, first, I just want to say, this is going to be my last show today. And, man, I just want to tell you guys, like, and I'm going to get all choked up, but, like, man, these past 2 years have been the two most rewarding years of my career. Being a part of this show and I feel like that we've really built something special, and I'm going to miss it. And I'm so happy for both of y'all because I think y'all have an amazing show, and I think y'all are going to continue. I mean, like, days like today, like, it's what it's all about. And coming in every day, and when you get a day like this, when you have just a big time commitment and the whole city's buzzing and everything, that's what it's all about. And so I'm going to miss you guys. Y'all become two of my good friends over these 2 years, and I'll still see you every day.
Absolutely.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm still going to be here at 92.9. I want to thank both of you for everything. I want to thank you for thinking of me when you were looking for a new producer, and we've had a really, really fun ride together. It's been too much fun. It really, really has. Starting Monday, I'm going to be the new producer of the Gary Parrish Show. And I'm very excited about it. I am a big fan of Gary's. I've been working with Gary for years. I've been a fan of his since before he came over here, and they flipped this format and weren't a rock station anymore and became 92.9. So I'm really, really excited about it. I'm really excited about the opportunity, and I'm excited I get to stay on board here at the station and keep doing radio.
Number one, I'm glad you're still here. I think I speak for all of us when I say that you're here at 92.9 still, and you will remain as so from 4 to 6. Number two, Gary's blessed to have you.
Yeah.
Number three, I'm humbled that you feel like these past 2 years have been so special to you, and I like the way you put it, we've built, because I want you to know that you've been just as much a part, and clearly you do, I hope you do, you've been just as much a part of this building as we have. That's the way we feel. And so, yeah. It is a little tough, but we're all going to roll on like we always do.
That's right.
And we wish the best for you, man. You're going to kick ass on that show.
I really appreciate that. And like I said, like more important than anything is the fact that, you know, we've all I know you guys had a relationship prior, but the fact that I've become so close with both of you guys,
yeah,
like it means
you're the blank.
It means everything. It means everything, and it's all good. You know, maybe we'll open a Wingaroo franchise someday,
man,
or something together.
Day, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
we'll
a
figure,
damn good idea.
We'll figure something out.
It felt like for these last 2 years that I was just talking to like two of my best friends every day for 3 hours. You know,
absolutely,
and that's hard. But business is business, and so yeah. We certainly understand and respect that. And like you said, you're still going to be here. You're going to be doing Gary,
yep.
And our new producer is going to be Brad Carson. Brad Carson will be our new producer starting on Monday. So change is the winds of change. We said this at the beginning of the week. The winds of change are blowing indeed. But we know that this is going to be a great opportunity for you, Bennett. And we support you all the way. And the Titans still suck, and that will never change. So we appreciate everything you've contributed to this show, man, and no doubt. No,
I appreciate it, guys.
Only the best is waiting for you, so appreciate that. So that's it. Bennett's gone. He's going to be Gary's producer. Brad's going to be ours. We're going to roll on, baby.
Starts on Monday.
We're going to roll on, and like I said, we appreciate you, Bennett. All right, we'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
call.
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 2 p.m.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Did you know the Tennessee Lottery has raised $5 billion for education? Oh, sorry, I said $5 billion. That can't be right.
It's true. In fact, the Tennessee Lottery has raised over $5 billion for education. It's impacted the entire state.
Really? So you could say the Tennessee Lottery is not only changing the state, it's changing lives.
Well, actually, I do say that. The Tennessee Education Lottery. It's game-changing, life-changing fun.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity System. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at choateshvac.com for more information. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Mattress Firm. Enjoy one of the best mattress holidays with our best deals of the year. Get a king mattress for the price of a queen and a queen for the price of a twin. That means you can save up to $700 on beds throughout the store. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend just $499. That's up to a $699 value, free. Hurry in, your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply, valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Beer lovers, listen up. Your Memphis Zoo is back Friday, May 24th with Zoo Brew. Sample over 100 beers smack dab in the middle of the zoo. Lions, tigers, bears, and beers. Friday, May 24th, starting at 7 p.m. Tickets start at just $45. Available online at memphiszoo.org, as well as the Memphis Zoo box office. Zoo Brew is brought to you by Southland Casino Racing.
Now with Xfinity XFi, you have more than fast and reliable Wi-Fi. You have Wi-Fi you can control. Trying to gather the family for dinner? You can pause the Wi-Fi. Need to get the kids offline for bed? You can set a curfew. Want to make sure your kids are actually off their devices? You can check who's online with the Xfinity My Account app. Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, upgrade to more than double the speed for just $5 more a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires eco bill and auto pay in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. This is it. This is the last segment Bennett's ever going to be a part of on this show, at least like as the full-time producer. And so as much as I hate to do this, for the last time ever with the whole gang. Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason, John, and Bennett are checking out tonight.
I hope it's this weekend. I get to check out a beer with you three guys, with you two guys. And, you know, we celebrate what was a great 2 years and what will continue to be, clearly, with Bennett's presence still here and from 4 to 6, a great radio station that hopefully you all, you listeners, will continue to enjoy, and listen to. Like we said, change is inevitable. It's part of everything. We don't always like it. But what we always do is roll on, because that's how we are ultimately judged, is how you bounce back, right, when life throws you a curveball. It's in the how you recover from it. It's where you're sort of defined. And all of us in here are some workers, and we're all going to go on strong. And, yeah, man, Bennett, love you, bro. Appreciate everything you did.
I love you too, man. I love both of you guys, and I couldn't have said that any better. I will make sure to check out Monday Night Raw,
yes!
And Tuesday Night
there it is.
SmackDown Live every single week for both of you. If you ever need me to come in and give a report on the status of the WWE, I'm more than happy to. But I'm also this weekend going to be checking out the season finale of Game of Thrones. I mean, come on, or the series finale. It's the end. We're about to find out what happens. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but obviously last week everything just got turned upside down. The whole world is talking about it. People are doing petitions trying to get them to redo the whole season because people are mad about it.
Yeah.
And I love it. It is must-see TV this Sunday on HBO. I cannot wait to watch the finale of Game of Thrones. And yeah, man. That's it. That's it for my checkout time, my final one ever. And again, I just I want to thank both of you guys, like I said, for everything. And I'd also want to thank the listeners, man, because like
100%.
Without them, like we would have never been on this amazing journey that we're on and that you guys are going to continue to be on. So shout out to all the listeners, man. We love you guys.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know, 2 years in the grand scheme of things is not a super long amount of time.
Not for us, it is.
But think about all that happened in your 2 years on this show.
Yeah.
The Tigers have been completely transformed, and they're in position to do something that's never happened.
You're absolutely right.
You know, the Grizzlies got a potential 10-time All-Star, at least a chance to draft him.
I believe in Ja.
At number two, in Ja Morant. The Tubby Smith calls. And you became a dad.
We
watched you become a father.
A good dad.
Go from just husband to husband and father. And you're going to be missed, man. But you're still around, so I don't want to make it like
I'll
too emotional.
No, absolutely. It's all good.
But we appreciate you, and thank you, man, for every day coming in here and giving us everything you got.
I appreciate it,
you
brother.
You did that every day.
I appreciate it.
And we appreciate that. I'll be watching NBA playoffs.
Thank you, listeners. I echo Bennett on that.
Yeah.
We're here because of y'all.
That's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by The Wing Guru. Thanks to our guests who joined us today, Paul B. and Cardi, Gary Parrish, and Norton Hurd the Fourth. And, of course, thanks to Bennett Doyle for his service here.
Everything.
He'll continue with Gary Parrish, and Brad Carson will be our guy starting Monday. Have a great weekend. Tigers have the number one recruiting class in America. Have a drink, have a brew, whatever it is you do. It's going to do it for us. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Starting Monday at 2 p.m., it's Giannotto and Jeffrey.
I like you enough that I'm willing to get a vote 2 hours a day.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
One of the toughest tasks for business owners today is to fill out your staff with quality people in every position. It can take away from your day-to-day focus of trying to make your business as good as it can be. Hey, this is Eric Hasseltine here to tell you, you don't have to worry about that anymore. All you have to do is call PSC Staffing. PSC Staffing's been in Memphis for over 30 years, locally owned and operated. And let me tell you what, they have put people in jobs all over the place, and they can do it right here in Memphis. They understand the local market, so that's why you need to give them a call. They can custom tailor a staff solution for all of your business's needs, whether it's light industrial, clerical, nursing, professional placement, drivers, or construction. They do it all. Visit their website at pscstaffing.com or give my friend Chris Bramlett a call. 794-6144, 901-794-6144. PSC Staffing, locally owned and operated, and the company you should trust. Give Chris Bramlett a call, 901-794-6144, PSC Staffing. Let them put the right people in your positions.
You and me, we take care of our cars, but do you follow Fram's rule of threes? Three filters to do the job right. Oil and air filters for improved engine performance. Cabin air filter for the air inside your car. Some rules are made to be broken, but this one is golden. So if you don't see Fram, don't expect to get the job done right. One easy rule, three great filters. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
There's nothing more simple and delicious than a burger done right. Brett Clark here, operating partner at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. At the bar in Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, we serve a delicious half-pound prime bacon cheeseburger, and nothing makes me happier than seeing a guest smile after taking that first bite. Want to make that burger taste even better? Pair it with an Applewood smoked old-fashioned and try a flaming molten lava cake for dessert. And every day during happy hour from 5 to 7, that same burger is only $10. Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. We use food and wine to create memorable times.
Hey guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.